All right, we're back for the girls' tournament preview for the Morning Sentinel, Kennebec Journal, and Lewiston Sun Journal. I'm now joined by Lee Horton from the Sun Journal, Travis Barrett from the KJ and Sentinel. Guys, let's start with AA Girls North. Lee, Oxford Hills, the top seed. Who's going to challenge the Vikings for supremacy in this region?
Probably Portland or EL. I would say, I'd still say Oxford Hills is the favorite. They're pretty solid defensively, and they have enough offense to go along with that, to complement their defense. But Portland seems like they've been a dangerous team all year. They've had some pretty good games, pretty solid games. Mm-hmm. But I'd say Oxford Hills. There's another team that can't. Chevrolet's had some nice wins, but they've kind of been up and down. So I'd say Yale or Portland would be the most dangerous teams.
I imagine it's looking like South Portland with Scarborough and maybe Bonnie Eagle, the main girls' academy also in the South.
Yeah, Bonnie Eagle's kind of been dangerous, but it seems like I saw South Portland play against EL, and they weren't used to being behind. You could tell they were very uncomfortable being kind of disrupted. So it's pretty wide open. And I think Scarborough's had some pretty good games this year as well.
Kind of need that coolness about you in the tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a chance someone's going to push you, and you haven't had that happen yet, how you handle
that. So that loss might have been really good for South Portland just because they got tested. They got put in an uncomfortable situation, and they learned from it.
Class A North, Travis, Hamden 16-2, but there's some KVAC teams that should challenge them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was looking at it the other night. We were talking about like the way that bracket goes, and I think that's going to be one of the most unpredictable brackets in any of the tournaments next week. I think, you look at Hamden as a top seed. They came out on opening night, and they beat Messalonsky by almost 40 points, and even Hamden's coach, Nick Winchester, at the time, didn't see it coming, and they kind of beat up on each other. Hamden's lost twice, but they've lost to Skowhegan. They've lost to Lawrence, who's at number four. Lawrence has lost, to number five Brewer. Messalonsky and Lawrence have split. Skowhegan lost twice to Messalonsky. There's a lot of things in there that it's really going to come down to, like we talk about, who's making their shots and who's playing, their best that night. Because I do feel like that tournament will be – you could easily have a 3-7 in the regional championship, for the right to go get your butt kicked in by Brunswick.
Yeah, Messalonsky is the defending state champions, number three seed. Graduated, obviously, some great talent off of last year's team. But they do have some kids who have some tournament experience. You think that could help the Eagles?
Yeah, I think it will. I think it's hard to say that, Allie Turner and Gabrielle Wiener, they've been there before and they've played in big games. But I do think that when you get into that tournament where you're playing every couple of days and the crowds get bigger and everything seems to get more intense, that will help. But, I think one of the things that you got to like about, like a Skowhegan is they're going to play defense. And I think in those kind of situations, defense always seems to have an edge. And I think that's what's going to make it so much fun is it's going to be matchups. It's going to be who's playing who, who's making some shots. Lawrence, I've seen them a bunch of times this year, and they feel like when they're making shots, they look as good as anybody. But then they have these quarter and a half stretches where they can't buy a field goal, and teams creep back into games on them. So I do think that you're going to have a lot of that at play here next week.
Yeah. You kind of hit on the South a little bit. Let's look at this Brunswick team. They're 18-0, coming off last year where they got beat by Messalonsky in the state game, and they've rolled since. Do you think that they still have, at 18-0, enough to hold off a strong Greeley or a Marshwood?
I do. I mean, I think if you haven't lost, right, any team that comes into a tournament having won 18 straight, you have to put as the favorite. And I think they're tested every night. They're tested in their league. So it's not as though, they haven't really played anybody. So I do think, like we were talking about the smaller classes on the boys' side, you get some teams that haven't seen each other a lot. These girls' teams have seen each other. So, I think it's Brunswick's tournament really to win.
Okay. Looking at B South, Lee, Gray-New-Gloucester. Going for their third regional title in a row. Are they the favorites here?
Yeah, probably the favorites, but by a very slim margin. They barely beat Freeport last week. They barely beat Lake Region earlier this year. They lost Lake Region once. So that's going to be tough. Poland can sneak up there, too. They're a really tough matchup for Gray-New-Gloucester. But I think Lake Region is going to be – that's a really tough team. And Poland beat them by more than 10 points a couple weeks ago. Their team that everybody doesn't want to play is Wells. That's just dangerous. They're athletic, and they can do some things. I think they're the sixth seed, but everybody's pretty terrified of playing them. And so that's the team to watch. But I think Gray would be the favorite, but it's kind of a toss-up.
Yeah. in the north, in B North, it looks like it's probably a little more wide open than that. Holton has been reclassified to Class C. They were coming off of back-to-back regional titles. Now they're gone, but you have a Herman, John Baps, Mount Desert Island, MCI, might make a run, Presque Isle, Winslow, Waterville here from Central Maine. Travis, you've seen Winslow and Waterville a few times. Do you think they got enough to maybe come out of those middle seeds and make a deep run?
It's tricky. You know, I think one of the keys in B North, being such a big region, is you got to get out of the prelims first. And so there's some interesting matchups just that are going to happen Tuesday night and whether or not you can get through those. I think, you know, Herman's always a team in any sport. They seem to know how to play. They seem to know how to make deep tournament runs. So I can't imagine they won't be there. But, you know, one of the things you always get in B North in any sport is – you get a lot of teams that haven't played each other during the year, and you don't really know, like, how strong are some of those northern schools when they come down and play. So I think this is another bracket where you could end up with some, you know, a low seed kind of sneaking all the way to a regional final. You know, MCI is going in at number four, and I'm pretty sure you saw them just get the lights beat out of them by Winslow late in the season.
Well, that was Drew, but I remember that game. Yeah.
I saw MCI beat Winslow and made Winslow look terrible because they got the guards and McAlpine and Morton, and they used Christakar inside, and they pressed, and they played this zone, and it was like teams had no idea what to do with them. So that's a team that I like, any team that can play inside and outside. If you rely on one thing, right, they're going to find a way to beat you. MCI is one of those teams to me that they can do a couple of things, and I think they're kind of overlooked in this region. Again, they're coming in at number four, so if, you know, they get out of the quarterfinals, now you got to look at Herman. So it'll be an uphill row, but yeah, I do think Winslow and Waterville's won 10 in a row. But I think they're both Jekyll and Hyde a little bit. You never really know what you're going to get. Probably Winslow more so than Waterville. I feel like sometimes I see Winslow and I think, how can this team have won as many games? And Lindsay Withy scratching her head after a loss. Like, I don't know what happened. I still think the iron's at the top of that bracket, but I think Winslow has a chance to get hot and go deep.
Well, you mentioned teams not playing each other. It's almost like it's a referendum on the Penobscot Valley Conference and the KVAC, because you have those PVC teams like Herman, Baps, MDI at the top, and then a bunch of KVAC teams right in the middle. Yep. And there's been years where sometimes one conference will just sweep through the quarterfinals and everyone will go, all right, what was the fuss about?
Right. Well, like John Baps is, you know, they're the number two seed. The last game that Waterville has lost this season was by 4 points to Babs. So it's not like you go, oh man, there's a 2-7 you could never find your way out of.
They played with them
twice this year.
Yeah, so that's one good thing with the way the conferences are now. There was more inter-conference games this year, at least in Northern Maine. I don't want to speak for the South, because like in Class C, the Mountain Valley Conference still played a closed schedule, but you did get these out-of-conference tests.
Yeah, and I think it's always fun, you know, for us, right, when you start looking at common opponents and how did it go, and when did you play them, at what point in the season. So there is definitely there's some intrigue there, but I still like those teams at the top for no other reason than, you know, you've earned that spot, so now you're going to go beat them.
Let's look at Class C South, where the juggernaut team, Lee, is Booth Bay at 18-0. Monmouth, defending state champs, coming in at 17-1. You know, do we look like they're on a collision course?
Yeah, I would think so. I think just like last year, they were as well. They seem a little bit better than everybody else. And there's some other good teams in that region, but Booth Bay with the Paige Brown, Faith Blethen, and then there's another Blethen this year too. So they have a lot of height, and then Monmouth is just so skilled, like a bunch of kind of like we talked about with the boys, like a bunch of like wing or stretch four type players who can drive and then they can shoot and really skilled and deep. So I mean, it's hard to pick who would actually win that, but I think it's got to come down to those two.
Yeah, and Travis, Monmouth, Madison should be in the mix maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I saw Monmouth play Madison and I thought Madison was good and they were competitive, but they just didn't have quite enough. And that was, you know, second half of the season. So you feel like at that point, you're probably getting a pretty good read on what they are. I mean, what is it that I think, like you're saying, Booth Bay and Monmouth are combined 35-1. And the only loss is, you know, what, 3 or 4 points in the second or third game of the season. So, I think when you look a little deeper in that bracket, you know, you see like Kent Hill making a return to the tournament and Richmond, you know,
Richmond's got to
talked
be in the
about
mix,
the
yeah.
boys, you know, same thing for the girls. They played a much tougher schedule, so they're more battle tested. But I still feel like it's all kind of a slugfest in the bottom half of that quarterfinal round to get to, you know, Monmouth and Booth Bay at some point.
Yeah. One thing I'm kind of curious to see Old Orchard Beach, because they beat Gray New Gloucester. Yeah. Pretty handily a couple weeks ago. So
and they made a run last year.
And they made that run last year. So I'm interested to see how they do. But it would seem that it's going to be Booth Bay or Monmouth, and you know it's going to be interesting to see the other games just to see how it shakes out. Like, can Mount Abram beat Hebron again like they did last year? Winthrop, which has a really good team, but they had a difficult schedule this year. Yep. Can they, you know, I mean, make some noise and get something done? There's a lot of good, interesting matchups, but I think it's not that interesting at the top.
No, and it might not be that interesting. Yeah. It might not be that interesting in C North, where a Houlton team that just coming off of two very strong B seasons, mm-hmm. where they went to back-to-back state games, gets moved down to a smaller enrollment, and they're 18-0, and they set a record, I think, for heel points, 240.8 something heel points, and that's nuts to me.
Yeah, and Colleen Bouchard is back, and last year the great new Gloucester girls, because they lost to them 2 years ago in the championship, then played them last year. And before the game last year, some of the players called her Superwoman, or they were just blown away at how good she is, and she's back for her senior year, and I can't imagine, it's going to be hard for Booth Bay and Monmouth to play against.
I guess they got going for them that the game's going to be at the Augusta Civic Center, you know, so Houlton will have to make the long drive south. But
6 foot guards always seem to have an advantage for some reason. I've yet to figure it out.
Yeah, you got the skill of all the other players, but you're tall.
Yeah, I don't see anybody in C North hanging with Houlton. But, you know, Dexter, Narragansett, pardon me, are the next two teams, but I think it's just everybody's trying to stay out of the Shiretowners' way.
D
South, is everyone trying to stay out of Vinyl Haven's way, guys?
Yeah, it looks like it, because it seems like Rangeley is way better than everybody else except for Vinyl Haven.
Yeah, only two losses were to Vinyl Haven on the Island
pretty
trip.
Pretty significantly, like I think.
Yeah, 53-39 or 51-32, I had to write that down.
19 points, yeah.
So. In a 12-hour span, too.
Yeah.
It was one of those, we played.
You get off the ferry, you play. You spend sleep for a few hours. Yep. You play at 9 a.m. and then you go home.
Yeah, but Rangeley's been in the tournament for years, and Heidi Deary's been there, and they've got some good players too. But probably is it Jillian Davis Oaks for Vinyl Haven, really good player, and they won it last year. I'd say probably again this year.
I think they beat them twice handily. I think if you're Rangeley, you're looking at the fact that it was 12 hours and it was midway through the season.
You're on a bus all day, then a boat.
Rangeley hasn't lost since, so maybe there's some, I don't know. It's probably not quite as slam dunk as some of these other things that we've talked about, but I guess it's. It's up to Rangeley. Rangeley. You're going to have to get up there.
And Rangeley, they are playing. They've been playing a ton of young players, freshmen and eighth graders this year, and so those losses happened, I think, early January to Vinyl Haven.
I think so.
So I mean, that's an entire month of growth for those young players, and those young players look pretty talented, pretty athletically gifted. So. I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. Help me, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope.
Well, in Class D North, we're looking at a 1-2-3 of Southern Roostick, Woodland, and Deer Isle Stonington. Weird. Deer Isle Stonington, 16-0, but a number 3 seed because just the lack of quality wins on their schedule, I suppose.
Yeah. That's
the way the heel points work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you get out to as many games as you can get to. Enjoy the tournament. Please read the KJA, the Sun Journal, and the Morning Sentinel for all your tournament coverage. And we'll see you courtside. Thanks for watching.